Inside Nigeria, keeping you informed on what matters.
A very good morning and welcome to Leadership Podcast Studios, coming to you from Leadership Last Word Studio. This is Inside Nigeria and my name is Tion Joseph. This morning, I'll be doing justice to five major stories from five different Nigerian newspapers. And by the rule of thumb, I'd like to start with Nigeria's most influential newspaper this morning, which is the Leadership newspaper. And on Leadership this morning, please follow me. The major story says, in final push for reconciliation, PDP leaders move to pacify Wike others. You can find this news story on page 4. And I won't be saying much on this story because David Taka is in the studio with his guest to do justice to this story. Down there, the first bullet says, party delegation in Oyo see Makinde. Next bullet says, NWC, BOT members to visit Rivers governor. And the very last bullet on Leadership this morning says, Wicked open to visit, says aid. Please do well to hop on our website, www.leadership.ng, to see the stories and even much more. Moving briskly on to the next paper for today, I present to you the Punch newspaper. And on the Punch today, the lead story says, boundary disputes worsen insecurity, 676 killed in states. And the bullet down there, first one says, 444 houses razed in communal clashes in Ebonyi, Kogi, Cross River, others. Second bullet down there says, FG addressing 86 cases, security experts, lawyers blame governors. And the very last bullet on Punch this morning says, can decrease rising insecurity, Senate promises 2023 jumbo security allocation. That is all we'll be taking on Punch. Let's move briskly to the next Nigerian Daily this morning. And on my list, we have The Nation. And on The Nation this morning, the lead story says, PDP in distress, says Otom. And the one and only bullet we have on The Nation this morning says, Benue governor blames Atiku, Wike rift on leaders. That is all we have for The Nation this morning. Moving on to the very last paper for today, before I hand over to David Taka and his guest, we have This Nigeria. And on This Nigeria, the lead story says, Senate orders crack down on oil thieves. The first bullet over there says, direct military security chiefs to prosecute saboteurs. Next bullet says, urges judiciary to accelerate hearing on matters relating to economic sabotage. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. This show is daily 10 a.m. Please join us again tomorrow. But don't go just yet, because right after here, there's a full panel discussion by David Taka and his guests that will be doing justice to these stories and much more. Thank you once again for joining us. My name is Tion Joseph. Do have a great day.
Inside Nigeria, keeping you informed on what matters.
Hello, good morning and welcome to Inside Nigeria on Leadership Podcast. My name is Taka David, your host. On today's edition, Inside Nigeria is a program where we try to make meaning out of some of the biggest stories that made headlines for the day. And today with me to do justice to some of those stories is Mr. Olayode Abdulrazak. He's a public affairs analyst. And together, we'll be trying to give you, make meaning of the biggest stories you've seen on the pages of some of the national dailies. Beyond just giving you the stories, we'll try to tell you the implications of those stories on our own polity and our economy. I will begin with our in-house publication, The Leadership Newspaper. I try to look at the biggest story on the paper today. And the lead story is politics. And the biggest story says, in a final push for reconciliation, PDP leaders move to pacify Wike others. And there are about three riders to that, but we'll not go details to the riders. I want to hear from my in-house guest to see what he can make of these stories. But I don't know if you've read today's edition, but if you've not, I need to give you the riders to these stories. Party delegation in Oyo to see Makinde. You know, he's one of the people that, you know, seems to be with the Wike faction. And then the NWC, the BOT members to visit Rivers governor. Then Wike says he's open to visit, according to his aide. you know, PDP has been in this turmoil for some since the primaries. We'll be having all these issues, removal, this. Got to a point the DOT chairman from the north had to resign. I know, and all these things. What do you take of these stories at the time we are preparing for campaigns? The campaigns will open very soon.
Yeah, by the end of the month.
Yes.
All right. That's a very good one. You see, now they call it the final push. But I know quite well there have been seen wicked, there have been so series of meetings, you know, and now they are calling this one final push. I don't know.
This will either make or mad
the whole thing. But you see, what I'm looking at is even Wiki is also confused.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't see what Wiki will do if Wiki did not support PDP. How will he support, or who will he want to support that will immediately change the narrative?
Looking at the media space, there seems to be a romance between Wiki and the ruling opposition, the ruling party.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. Even with that romance, you will quite well agree with me that except and unless Wiki has to say, okay, I'm part of the ruling party. But you cannot romance that party while you are inside PDP. Do you understand? It's just like now saying, okay, this is PDP. Now, what you are doing, Wiki has supporters.
You seem to have forgotten what have played out in 2014, the build-up 2014, 2015 elections. According to some analysts, people were in PDP and worked against the party to enthrone the present ruling party. Yes. Are you ruling out that kind of scenario?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm saying that it's a bit confused. Because even then, you know, what he is doing now is just a one-man standing with some of his loyalists. You understand? With some of his loyalists. Now, are you telling me now that, okay, if in Rivers, this is what happened, it will happen like that in, what do you call it? In Benue, to have like that in Oyo. You see, politics. This politics has gone beyond to the extent that you just tell the whole state and say this is where we are going. Vote this person. It has gone beyond that. Even some of his aide will still vote PDP. Some of his people will still vote. They may not tell you this is who I'm voting for, but it has gone beyond one man thing that will say, okay, let's just go. This is where we are going. This is where we are facing. It has gone beyond that. You can say this is where we are facing. 100%, you will still 40, 50 that will go with you, but there are still some that are remaining. But what I'm saying is that, because why I say it's confused is now, you are not, it's like he's standing on the fence or sitting on the fence, the way they put it. You are neither here nor there. You understand? If PDP will look at it and say, okay, go to hell. If PDP say go to hell, what will he do? He will romance APC. Even if APC want to come and romance, it's very difficult for him. Amichi is there now. You understand? So many people that have been running this party are there. You cannot just come immediately and say,
hijack the whole
party structure. You can't do that. So he's really at the state where he should just look at PDP and say, no problem, come. Let's sort these issues together and move. That's what it
is. Are you sure the party is willing to give him the things he's demanding?
You can equally see the one man thing is exactly what is still working. Why will you say this is what you are demanding? You understand? I know quite right. He talked about the issue of the Southwest.
Yes.
Talking about the Southwest, and everything is going to the north and things.
He wants certain things to be for the South. He's not just speaking about River State. He's talking about the entire South.
Yeah, but you are forgetting that the deputy, or they call it, the vice president is from the South.
What?
Yes, sir, he's from the South. So I don't know what exactly he's looking for. Some people have said, oh, it's just a matter of personal interest, you know. But we can't say, nobody goes to his mind and say, this is exactly what he wanted. But why you are saying, this is what I wanted, is a little bit, you know, even the party leaders have said, they should just go to him. So, but I believe if you really want
to. You think if the party should ask me to go to hell, that will not have some consequences?
Yes. You see, now it's both sides now. The PDP will have some consequences. Even Wiki itself will also suffer it. That's why I said it's confused.
So that's a very tough one for the party to decide.
It's very, very
and
tough
they
one
really
for them.
Need to see how they can come to
to a round table. Definitely, then, he really need it.
Because at the end of all the crises, of all the battles, they will still resolve it through dialogue.
Definitely, definitely. But for me, if I would advise him, he should just go with the party and forget all those things that he's talking about.
So is for him calling for the removal of the party chairman, is he out of place? When the party chairman and the president is from the north. Yeah. According to his own arguments.
You see, me from onset, this issue of this person from this place, this person from this place, is not something that we should be talking about at this age, at this modern age. It's nothing we'll be talking. Is it competent? Can he do the work? No, he's not talking about his competency. If he's talking about his competency now, we'll say, oh, because he's not competent, because he has one or two deficiencies, good.
But we have a lot of things that are making us not to even look at competence, but religion, affiliation of maybe tribal,
it's really a problem. We are still facing, it's really a problem.
How do we get out of it?
Until we have a change of mindsets, and until when we are so patriotic. You know, most times everything is about us. To be frank, everything is personal interest. If you look at it, most of what we are doing, 90% is personal interest.
So our politicians are not there for the interest of the general public, but their own personal.
Even if you come out for the country, it is people that will tell you that you don't need it. You know this again. You come out, you really want to do what you want to do, but the people around you will tell you, sir, it is not done this way. So, and if you are doing that, they'll just say, it seems you are not serious. You know, and
talking talking about the dilemma that the party is in, there's a story on the white box, slightly above the main lead story there, which is talking about their big cuts not having fund for election tribunal. Does that worry you?
That was?
According to the story here, 2023, Apic Court says no fund yet for election tribunal. Does that worry you? When we already, after the primaries, were having this kind of issues, and then at the end of the general elections, you know, we are going to have lots of cases.
Definitely.
But then the Apic Court is now telling you how many months to the election they don't have funds to set up the various panels that will listen to those appeals.
You see, as much as fun is important, it's worrisome. It's worrisome because there is no way you can do without funding of anything. There's no way you can do without funding. But you see, that is where we are also talking about personal. You see, Nigeria has a mindset. Now, you know, even though you talked about fun, anywhere you hear fun, somebody somewhere is siphoning that fund itself. Do you understand? It's a mindset that we have seen that is going on in this country. So I think quite right, the first thing, I really wanted to debunk it when you just mentioned fund. I say, those people wanted something again. Then in my mind, I was like, well, that is the mindset of all Nigerians. But notwithstanding, I don't think this is the right time, or it shouldn't be a thing that should have come to the public for now. They should go underneath.
That's the thing, maybe they've tried to discuss it within and it failed.
Most times
people fail unless you take it to the court of public opinion, you make it the general thing. That's when certain persons will act.
But they fail to understand.
Because they fail to discharge their duties, and they feel they are doing you a favor by doing their job.
But they fail to understand the emotional intelligence, the space of emotional intelligence of Nigerians. You know, so for us to start enjoying it, those people that are coming after them are trying to say, let them enjoy it together for their self.
And nobody cares about the future generation.
Nobody cares about the future generation. And even, you see, not that don't really care, even the future generation doesn't care. You get this now? Even the future generation, they don't even care about their own future.
You see that?
Yes, I call them the microwave generation. You know, the generation that really wanted to make it immediately. You know, because they are also involved, they are the one playing it. Those people are just behind the scenes.
Don't you think it's the society that is pushing everybody to want to make it?
What is the society? We are still the society. Without us, no society. So we should be able to make the society what we want the society to be, not the society now dictating to us.
That's interesting. So
You can follow Leadership social media for more of these stories as we move to the next daily to look at some other big stories. And moving to the Punch newspaper, and the lead story here is on boundary crisis. And they say boundary disputes worsen insecurity. 676 killed in states. That's about. Then there are.
You can see, and that's why I say even the future leaders are not even ready for their future.
Are we even preparing the future?
Yes, we are preparing them, but we're not preparing them in the right way. You see, we are preparing them. That is the preparation. That's the preparation.
Showing them
the way to do it, the way this how it is done,
to do it the wrong way,
you know, to be it another side. This is how to do it. Like for instance, one of the youngest, one of the youngest leader, let me just point that one like that, one of the youngest leader, you know, led, and after the first year or second year, some money remained in the budget. But after doing all things, that still money, say, want to give this money to National Assembly. You have to return those things back. Then they just say, return what? They don't do that. You know, they don't do that. Say, why? You don't have to return it. You know, he struggled with them, and we are told he returned it. Then the next year budget, they start squeezing him, asking questions, you know, before you know, they start cutting off the budget,
to frustrate him
because he wanted to follow what the law is saying. So what I'm trying to say now is that this is how they now train leaders to see and say, this type of thing, you don't send it, you just share it around and you take your own part. It has gone because it remains. What do you tell that type of mentality for young ones that are coming?
It's a very sad one.
So until, you see, now, if the problem now is that now, if he fought it, or else his ministry or anything where he is, I don't want to just say his ministry like that. If that thing is not working tomorrow, even the youth will not stay with him. You understand? They won't fight for him. Even if they fight, they will relax later. They started with our student union government. You know, when you go out and protest, shout, say, who are your leaders? Who are your leaders? They call their leaders in the world now. They share, let them go back. Britain and general students, yeah, we don't discuss. And that is all. You understand?
All right.
That is all.
All right.
So it's really pathetic. It's pathetic.
All right. Viewers, let's go for a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Inside Nigeria, keeping you informed on what matters.
Welcome back to Inside Nigeria. And we're doing, with me in the studio, Abdulrazak, we're doing just some of the biggest stories on the national dailies. We've looked at leadership and punch. And as we proceed, we're going to be looking at other newspapers and see what they hold. And then he'll try to give you meanings to those big stories. And next on our list is the Nation newspaper. And the lead story here is still on politics. And then this story is attributed to Benue State Governor. He said PDP is in distress. He blames Atiku and Wike Rift on leaders. Who are the leaders?
They are the leaders.
I'm asking you. So looking at, he has said it. He named, I don't know if I, I know him to be part of the people that chaired most the major committees, and he's a leader.
He's one of the leaders.
So I don't know if he's even blaming himself among the people he's blaming. But from you, you know, he chaired one of the committees that conducted the primaries.
The primaries, yes.
What is your take on that?
Yeah, you can see if you look at this statement, this statement will come from the angle that says that until and unless there is peace between Wike and Atiku, or Wike and PDP. Because this statement, if you look at this statement very well, you know it's pregnant. This statement is pregnant. Look at it very well. You see that Otun is talking from the angle that there should be resolution. He's talking from the angle that if there is no resolution, it's also going to be a problem. You understand? That is what you are looking at.
He also has an ambition to come
ambition
to the Senate.
To come to the Senate. He also have ambition to also be part of PDP. You understand? And those are people that have really, they have really talked down on other political parties to the extent that tomorrow you cannot want to see them. You don't want to see them in that party.
But Nigerian politicians, do they have that kind of integrity that they will say, because I've talked down on this political party, I can't jump to that
place? Yeah, they have and they don't have. You understand? In instances like this, where you want to be relevant, you understand? Instead that you want to be relevant, you can look at it and say, no, I've said so to this government. It is only most times where we see them jumping without thinking. It's maybe, for instance, you have one or two skeletons in your cupboard, and you think when you marry
the ruling party,
it will be a little bit reduced, or one way or the other, forgiven, things like that. But in area of...
Should we even forgive someone who has committed any offense because he's in the ruling party?
You want to know yes answer?
I want you to even elaborate if it's possible.
You remember quite all right, or you also know when we go back to the village, when you cause Kasala outside and they are trying to beat you, when you run home, your parents will have to cover you up. You understand? Whether you are right or wrong, they will cover you up. So covering up now is for you to now say, come, what is the matter? What did you do? It's not good. Why did you also do this? It's also good to now reprimand your child and say, stop doing it. But now, the situation now is that if you run, nothing stops you from running to the ruling party, for me. But if you run to the ruling party, what is now the stake of the ruling party? Just for them to hide you and continue what you are doing, or to say, come, we defend you. Do you understand? You can run to them and let them defend you. And that's the best they can do. But if you run to them and they just hid you somewhere and the corruption continues, then they're not helping this nation.
Do we have history of anyone who has been refined so far?
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, when you ask the question, I'm not answering the question based on those people that have done that. You understand?
I'm not calling any name.
Yeah, I know. I did call them too. There are so many of them that are supporting this party today, you know. But to some extent, I see if they are refined, then I will say, yes, the party has done that. And I think that is the next thing that they should be doing. Anybody that run to you, refine that person, make him come out of that.
So how do you atone for the past sins? If you're trying to refine someone who has perhaps mismanaged public funds, how do you atone for such sins?
Yeah, you know that I know quite right. Some people have gone to the ruling party and some things have been taken away from them. There are so many people like that. In fact, some people went to the ruling party and they still end up in jail. It happens in this country. It happens. But one way or the other.
I remember one of the party chairmen said, come and your sins will be forgiven. He said it on national TV.
There's nothing bad in that, I said. But only and unless if it's not refined. If your sins are forgiven, what is wrong in forgiving somebody that has done wrong? But if that person understands what or the calamity of what he or she has done and is trying to say, come, I want to come back. I want to become a new person. I want to now serve with sincerity. That is the best that we need. It's not necessary. What is the essence of punishing when you punish other people? Look, we have been punishing some people and till date, people still corrupt. People still go steal. You understand? And that's why
Are we not being selective in our punishment?
No, we're not being selective. The problem again is the law. You see, the problem is that's why the law, until and unless you are found guilty, you are still a suspect. Do you understand? And in the process of the law will keep going. It also give it a longer period before you can be able to get justice. See, so many things have...
And then the common man is still suffering. What has been meant, what the government has made provisions for him, someone has sat on it, and the person is now using same funds to defend his or herself in the court, prolonging the judgment. At the end of the day, even when the justice comes, it doesn't even, you don't see it as just justice.
You cannot see that it pays a social fine or go to the prison and the money, the family are enjoying the wealth. So it's pathetic. But what I say is that let us try as much as possible to turn a new leaf. That is the basis. If we turn a new leaf, if you suffer in the bush to catch a rat, when you are eating, you forget that suffering. So if some people have come and squandered it, then some people have now turned a new leaf and give us relief. We forget that some people have squandered that.
So we need leaders who will give us that relief.
That relief. And when that relief comes, we forget. When relief comes, we forget. Seriously, you forget. I know quite well, I went to a country and the leader has stayed in that country for over 25 years. And I was asking a citizen of that country, said, how long has your king, the new king, how long has your king stayed? I said, I can't even remember. As long as I have my food on my table, as I drink, don't think about it. So you see, it's so surprising, you know. And that is why if a leader does not do well, if the leader doesn't do well, the span of his tenure looks like it's long. You understand? If a leader does well, 4 years is like just a year.
You want to extend it,
you know. But now you'll be saying, when is this time? We're looking
for ways to even remove the
person. Look to the person and say, oh, what's happening? Let this person just go. But moving, replacing, moving. You see the way, you know, when you say you remove and so who next is coming? Who is the next person that is coming?
And would this person even be better than the one you're removing?
You know when they were talking about when they were talking about Queen Elizabeth and thing, you know, the king now. He said this king has been trained. They have been training for the past 70 years. 70 years training. All what he's doing in his life is to rehearse how to become a king. That's what he's doing in his life. You understand? So if we have leaders. And before you are growing, if your child and my child, you start letting them rehearse as leaders. Excuse me, you are a leader, stand there. Excuse me, you are a leader, don't do this. Excuse me, you are a leader, forgo this. You know, you are putting that leadership mentality into your children.
We used to have those things in some homes where they'll tell the first child, you shouldn't do this, you are the leader of this house. In my absence, it's you. I don't think we still have such in our homes.
It has lost. You know, we have really married other people's culture, and it's affecting.
We left home training for the TV.
See the UK. That woman. I kept reading and kept looking at what is the. Till date, they still respect that kingdom. It's a kingdom. Of course, I was looking at what is the difference between the kingdom and their politics. Do you understand? They kept bringing it today. Look at our kingdom, all the king and court, they are just under the government and the government is using
them. They seem irrelevant.
So those are those things, but that's why our culture is going down gradually. And we will not be, they have that culture, their culture is still working for them.
They maintain it.
And they're maintaining it. Very important.
All right, we'll look at the next edition, which is our last paper for the day. And is from this Nigeria. So Senate orders crackdown on oil thieves. You know, this has always been an issue. Nigeria relies almost, even though we are talking about diversification of the economy, non-oil, great value and all these things. People will still tell you, we still rely almost 90% on oil to fund our budget. And then the Senate now orders crackdown on oil thieves. Directs military security chiefs to prosecute saboteurs. Urges judiciary to accelerate hearing on matters relating to economic sabotage. And of course, we know the act establishing the military does not even give them the power to prosecute. So I don't even know what the Senate is even asking them to do. Who should we even hold accountable for the oil thieves? Because this seems to be an organized crime run by a cartel. Looking at the level of theft that goes on in the Niger Delta, or that goes on around the oil business, you will know that this thing is not something that a petty thief can just wake up one day. it's a million naira this venture. So you can't just get up one day with your crude equipment and start no, it's not done. What is your take on this order?
I like the word you use, it's an organized
crime. I've been to the creeks.
Yeah,
I covered defense, so I've been to the creeks several times with the Nigerian Navy, and I've interacted with a lot of people. So I have.
You see, when you look at this country, you see how powerful this country is, you see how blessed this country is, and you now start asking questions if things, little things like this, can still be affecting this country. Oil theft is something that we have been talking about for a very long time, and because it is organized, as you put it, because it is organized, it's going to be very, very difficult. And you see, one way, one thing I see again is the democracy, or the way we run our democracy. If I have assisted you to get to power, at least like what Wike is doing today, we will sit down on the round table and say, let's see this, let's do this. Then I now made you enter. When I made you enter, you must give me some certain percentage or some certain places that I want to be ruling. You know, I want to have power over those places. Do you understand? So after you now become the president or become anything that you want to become, then you now, because you have given this person this position or this place, handle this thing. Okay, all this thing I want to handle, is it, are you handling it because of development, or you want to handle it because you want something that will sustain you? You understand what I'm trying to say now? So it is, sometimes it is democracy that is affecting it. If I want to enter, you say, let me support you, so let me support
democracy has been adjudged world over to be the best. Why is it becoming a problem for us in Nigeria?
It's even a problem all over the world.
When people are looking for that freedom to express themselves.
Yeah, even
you know, the benefits that come to democracy, you can't get it in any other system of government.
You're expressing yourself when
politically and otherwise, but you can't do that if you're in any other autocracy.
And what has the expression? What has he change to? Look at what Ukraine and Russia are doing. Yeah, is there no democracy in this world? What democracy they will say, okay, stop this thing. If they have interest of the world in there, if they have interest of the world, this world.
They are no longer being democratic.
They no longer be democratic.
The invasion means there's no democracy.
There's no democracy.
A particular person is trying to be autocratic.
Autocratic. You can see now that. So that's why I said,
if we're being democratic, we'll look for legal frameworks.
Legal frameworks, sit down and say, this is what happened. Even the intervention of all other superpowers, nothing is working. You understand? So where is the democracy? This is democracy. That's exactly what is even affecting us too in this country. That, look, when the present government, when they came on power, see, immediately you come, it's happening, Tinubu now, Wike, Tinubu now, Atiku, and what do you call it now? There will be three of them now. See, anybody that stood by them to win power. When they win power, the next thing you will do, you have worked with defense. If you have some experience about defense and coup, then because you are not APC, because you are not PDP, because you are not Labour Party, nobody can come and head defense ministry for us. Do you understand? It is those people that worked for the party, whether they are capable or not, they have the position. Do you understand? That's where democracy is telling
you. You know, but even if they make you the minister,
yeah,
I think the civil servants should be the ones running their affairs.
Yes.
Should the minister always override the civil servants?
You're all right. They do override. And that's exactly what is even affecting. They do override. When you talk about budget now, the budget is all in the hand of the minister. You understand?
But his foot soldiers are the civil servants.
Yeah.
He can't go down to do those jobs. So if we're having issues like this, we should be asking the civil servants.
No, but you know,
because we have the PAMSEC is next to
somebody gave me the tools.
And he's believed to be a professional in that field,
you
need to be not knowledgeable,
of course. So now, if I want to now challenge his power, then I will not be getting the tools anymore. That is exactly what is affecting the civil service. You understand? So both the civil servants and the ministers should have the interest of this country. not because you have, some people have said they have spent a lot of money in campaign.
So that means the issue is not that whoever is coming to become the minister, we're giving a career military versus
to lead those things,
but we still don't get,
we still don't get what
I think it's just all about you having the interest of the nation at heart, seeking the right advice and working with the right
people. But you know, sometimes you want to work with the right people. Somebody, the person that I even say, see, this person worked for me. In fact, some people denounce him because I want you to put him somewhere. But sir, he doesn't have the qualification. I said, put him somewhere, you know? You understand what I'm trying to say? So it has come to that, to the extent that round peg and not a round hole.
So how do we now get out of the, it's talking about the oil theft? Because when you hear the figures that are being stolen, and then you hear the Nigerian Navy coming out to tell you these figures can't really be stolen by the artisanal refiners.
Two ways or three. The first one is to be radical. Most times we need radical leaders. Leaders that, even if you have helped me, this issue has to do with the economy. This issue has to do with the nation. Excuse me. Even if you have helped me to get to this place, or because I've given you the permission to hold on to these areas, we need the country to move ahead. So you have to be radical and say, anything I want to come out, let it come out of this. Sometimes some of them have secrets with one another. Because you help me, maybe even if it is to forge the voting scripts. You understand? You have all those things holding you up and say, if you do this, I'll show the whole nation. And the whole nation will forget to say, this man now is fighting for progress. But because somebody has bought his past, you want to hold on to his past.
So that
we are not ignorant. So the first thing, leaders should be radical. No matter who is there, no matter who are in charge, go and deal with everybody. That is number one. Number two that I see is that, you see, most time again, when they don't say go and deal with everybody, who is that person that is going to deal with everybody? Are they not one way or the other interconnected? You understand? They are interconnected to the extent that sometimes you even be sending the person that is in charge to go and deal with it.
So indirectly, you're telling me most times what we hear about oil theft is not even the true picture of what is going on. Because maybe some of the people complaining about oil theft are even involved.
They're involved. And the top part now is that, that's why I said, if you look at Nigeria, Nigeria is well blessed. We have agencies of government that can tackle this thing within a tinkle of an eye. When I entered here, the first thing I saw was your production room, or your, when I saw your engineers. You know, when you see young boys that can sit on the computer and say the presence, and they can see everywhere in the world. Those are things that we have NITDA, we have NASDA, we have
Most of the young girls you're talking about are jobless, roaming the streets. And when they acquire the knowledge, they don't have anybody to tap to explore the lesson. Then they now use the energy, they deploy it into negative. You now start arresting them for Yahoo.
So you can now see that, that's why I say Nigeria is well blessed. We have people that can do that. We have agencies that can do that. So if there are agencies and the agencies are there are young boys that knows more about this thing, bring them in, push them and say, now,
come on. I remember, was it last year? The Nigerian Navy launched Falcon Eye that gives them maritime domain awareness that enables them to see waters of the country
everywhere.
So Nigerian Navy will always tell you there's no way a vessel will leave this country
that they will not see.
And then for my experience, when I went to the creeks, they now told me they have 40 houseboats stationed along the creeks. As you're moving in, you must pass through those 40. Without paying, and I asked, so with this 40, how do you now? They don't laugh. They told me it's not possible unless someone is compromised. If not,
definitely.
So, if these stolen crews don't leave the country, where do they go to? Who is behind all this?
If they wanted, that's why I said,
well, any day they parade, you see them, they go and then pick some young boys and girls who are just struggling for daily bread. And you know that these guys cannot even raise the 10 million naira to even set up an illegal refining site. But when you check, I remember asking, and they told me to take you nothing less than 10 million naira to set up an illegal refining site. These guys do it, you destroy it today. After 2 weeks, you come back, they set it up. Who is funding those things?
So they are just part of it. In fact, some of the information that they needed, they will get it from them too. You know, they'll just get it from the Navy and all other people. So just one information. Then they pay for the information. You don't just know how the information got out, and they use the information against the government. So we have to be radical. We have to look at the bad X within the government. Then we have to make use of what we have to get what we want. That's our engineers, our agencies are supposed to do those work for us so that we can get to where we are going.
I must get them to believe in the Nigerian project.
In the Nigerian projects. You know, when people come and say, you see, change starts with us. But when it starts with us and we are still looking up, there's no change. You understand?
Then the conviction is not there. We are not convinced again.
Then they say, if you cannot beat them, join them. All those type of thoughts.
And that's why the youth who do not want to join them would rather look for a way to leave the country.
Leave the country and go and start doing well over there.
All right. Then, thank you very much. Thank you for your thoughts, Mr. Olayode Abdulrazak. It's good to have you. All right, guys, that's as much you can take on today's edition. And my name is Taka David. I'm signing out. Thank you.
This program is brought to you by Leadership Podcast from the stable of Leadership Media Group.